This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Our next question is from Brother Arshad, and he asks that he has noticed that people pray witr in different manners, and he is now confused. He says that he is coming from a particular background. Now he has come to this country, and in Taraweeh and in other situations, he has seen people are praying witr in different manners. So he's asking, you know, what is to be done in this regard?
وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِن قَبْلِكَ إِلَّا رِجَالًا نُوحِي إِلَيْهِمْ فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
The response, my dear brother in Islam, is that the witr is one of those prayers in which pretty much all of the madhahib have, you know, slightly different answers. And so whichever madhahib that you were upon, you may choose that madhahib and follow it, no problem. It is a very, very, you know, trivial matter, whichever of the positions you follow. Inshallah, they're all telling you to pray witr, and they're all wanting you to do the prayer. The differences are in the minor or the minutia, if you like. And the witr prayer is, of course, called witr because the term witr means odd. And the witr prayer is an odd prayer. It's always an odd number of raka'at. So three raka'at is the default position of most of the madhabs. And it is the Hanafi madhab specifies three in particular. And it's an odd number. And our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam strongly commanded the people, or strongly suggested, depending on how you want to interpret it, the people to pray witr. In the famous hadith in Bukhari and Muslim, Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu said that my friend, meaning the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, commanded me with three things. He strongly, wasa means to put it very strongly. Three things. Number one, to fast 3 days of every month. Number two, to pray two raka'ah at Salat al-Duha, which is basically between Fajr, after an hour after Fajr until Salat al-Dhuhr. And number three, and to pray witr before I go to sleep. وَأَنْ أُوْتِرَ قَبْلَ أَنْ أَنَامُ. So the Prophet ﷺ wanted Abu Hurairah to reach a high level. And he's putting on Abu Hurairah certain, you know, extra things that he should do. And so fasting 3 days of every month, praying Salat al-Duha, also called Ishraq prayer, which is, as we said, the early Sunnah prayer, after the sun rises until Salat al-Dhuhr. And then number three, to pray witr before I go to sleep. Meaning that in case you are not waking up for tahajjud, you pray witr before you go to sleep. And it is reported in Abu Dawood that Ali radiallahu anhu said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, O people of the Quran, pray witr, because Allah Azza wa Jal himself is witr, meaning one, and he loves the witr, meaning the witr prayer, and he loves witr. So this hadith saying, O people of the Quran, some have said that O people of the Quran means O Muslims, because we all believe in the Quran. And others have said that the Prophet ﷺ is especially saying to those who have memorized the Quran, that those who have memorized the Quran in particular, they should not spend the whole night asleep. They should pray witr prayer and pray some extra prayers above and beyond the five prayers. And in another hadith reported in Muslim Imam Ahmad, that Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu, he gave a khutbah on the day of Jumu'ah and public. And he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told us, so he's giving the khutbah, and in the khutbah he's telling all of the people there what he heard from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah has added a prayer for all of you to pray, and it is the prayer of witr. And so pray the witr between Salat al-Isha until Salat al-Fajr. This is a hadith reported in Musnad Imam Ahmad. Allah has added a prayer for you, so pray it between Isha and Fajr. Now, these ahadith all mention some of the blessings of witr, and there are other ahadith as well. And based on these ahadith, and also based upon the Hanafi school's categorization of actions, pause here, footnote, I mentioned in another Q&A many months ago, I think almost a year and a half ago, that the Hanafis, they have seven categorizations of all actions. And The other madhab have five categorizations. So the Hanafis take the fard and the wajib, and they make it two different things. And they take, you know, makruh, and they say makruh tanzimi and makruh tahrimi. And so what they have basically is two categories of obligatory and two categories of sin. Whereas the rest of the schools have one category of obligatory and one category of sin. And therefore, based on that, so they say fard and wajib is the same. Whereas for the Hanafis, fard is higher than the wajib. And the same goes for the other side of the spectrum. So the Hanafis say the five salawat are fard and the witr is wajib. Meaning, if you do not pray witr, you are sinful in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because they have that category that wajib is something that it is obligatory to do, but let's just be simplistic, not to the level of the fard. The other three schools, they don't have that distinction. And they simply have strongly encouraged and obligatory. And based on this categorization, witr cannot come under obligatory. And so the other three schools basically have it at the very, very highest level of strongly encouraged. In other words, right underneath obligatory, they would have salat al-witr. Okay, so that if you don't pray witr according to the other three schools, you know, Allah's not going to, you know, punish you in Jahannam for not praying witr, but you're really falling short. And it's the most important of all of the sunan prayers. All of the non-wajib prayers, the three madhab say, it is the strongest level. So this is in terms of its nature. Is it obligatory or is it not? And each of the school has its, you know, evidences to do so. And in the end of the day, you know, I think, yani, as Imam Ahmad and others said that, you know, how can a Muslim not pray witr? You know, I mean, he considered the one who doesn't pray witr as somebody whose testimony should not be accepted in a court of law, for example. Like, he is such a, according to him, that paradigm, like, how can he be trusted if he's going to be so lazy as to not even pray witr, you know, in the end of the night? And so let's not really get involved whether it's obligatory or not. Let's just try to pray witr, because it is definitely something that the Prophet strongly, strongly, strongly encouraged us to pray. And his own action, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he never ever stopped praying witr. Even when he was traveling, he would pray witr. When he was traveling, he would not pray the other regular, you know, sunan of the dhuhr and maghrib and after isha, but he would pray witr, and he would pray the two rak'ahs before fajr. These are the two that he would pray when he is traveling. So let us make sure that we pray our witr. Now, that's the first issue. The second issue, what is the timing of witr? Here we have basically no controversy at all amongst the scholars that the timing of witr is any time after you pray Salat al-Isha until the crack before the time of Fajr, basically, right? Until the dawn basically breaks, okay? Not the sunrise, but the dawn breaking, i.e. that line that comes and signifies the time of Fajr. So, witr is from after Isha, whenever you pray Isha, after that, until the timing of Fajr, it can be prayed at any time. And our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a famous hadith in Sahih Muslim and others, that whoever is worried that he's not going to pray witr at the end of the night, then let him pray witr in the beginning of the night. And whoever thinks that he can pray at the end, let him pray at the end of the night, because the prayer at the end of the night is going to be witnessed by the angels, and that is more blessed. End hadith. So, this hadith tells us then that the ideal timing for witr is pre-fajr. And this leads us to our next point, and that is that the concept of witr is linked to, but not necessarily attached to, the concept of tahajjud. Okay, so witr could imply all of tahajjud, and you can call all of tahajjud witr, because in the end of the day you will pray an odd number of rak'at. So you will pray 8, you know, plus 3, that is 11. That's like all of your tahajjud. Therefore, sometimes when the term witr is used in the hadith, it implies all of the tahajjud and the 3 rak'ats at the end, and sometimes it only applies to that very last, you know, 3 rak'ah. And so, for example, in the hadith of Abu Hurairah, in which he said that my friend advised me to pray witr before I go to sleep, what he means here is salat al-tahajjud. And what he means here is that You know, so let's give an example. That suppose that Isha is at 8:30 p.m. and you go to sleep at 11 p.m. and for whatever reason, you know, you don't wake up for tahajjud, you wake up for Salat al-Fajr. So what Abu Huraira is saying is that I would pray Isha at 8:30, you know, then whatever needs to be done, then before 11 o'clock, before going to sleep, I will pray the whole tahajjud and then go to sleep. Okay, so Abu Huraira, because he was busy with hadith, because he was, you know, for a period of his life, he was very, you know, engrossed in memorizing whatnot. So he would pray tahajjud before going to sleep, and that is a permissible time for tahajjud. And he called witr tahajjud. Now, most of us, when we use the term witr, what we mean by it is the specific, you know, three raka'at only. And that's fine, nothing wrong with that terminology. But most of us, when we use the term witr, that is what we mean. Now, the Hanafis, as we said, they said that the three witr prayer is going to be just like Salat al-Maghrib, that you will pray three raka'at, you will sit down in the second raka'ah, you will say the tashahud, and then you will stand up, and then you will sit down in the third raka'ah, and you will then have one taslim at the end. Okay? So, for the Hanafi madhab, Maghrib and Witr resemble one another. As well, the Hanafis are the strictest out of all of the schools when it comes to Qunut. A lot of the Hanafi brethren are not aware of this, that the other three madhahib do not have the qunut as such a necessary part of witr. Some of them say it is allowed or mustahab, but in practice, as we're going to come to, basically none of the other madhahibs in practice, i.e. the followers of those madhahib, generally speaking, they don't do qunut in witr. But the Hanafis, as we're all aware, those of us that are from Hanafi background, the Hanafis associate witr with qunut. And for the other schools, qunut is a separate dua, and it is not necessarily linked with witr to the level of the Hanafis. The Hanbalis and the Shafi'is, they allow the witr, they allow the qunut in the witr. As I said, the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, they allow, and in fact the Hanbalis say it is encouraged even, but they do not make it something that is basically an integral part. And in practice, most of the followers of the Shafi'i school and most of the followers of the Hanbali school, in practice, they do not do witr because the madhab is not, you know, that strict upon it. It is something allowed. If you want to do it, go ahead and do it. And the Hanafi school is the strictest when it comes to the dua of the witr. And there's a special dua. They call it dua al-qunut, as we know. And it is done before the last ruku'. Now, other madhabs are... there's also reports within the Hanbali madhab as well. They say that the witr should only have the qunut in the very last days of Ramadan. And this is a report also from the Maliki madhab as well, that the qunut, the prayer, the dua, should be associated with the witr only in the month of Ramadan, and some even add in the last half of Ramadan, like the last 10 nights of Ramadan. So these are all positions about the qunut vis-a-vis the witr. All of them are, narrated and permissible. As well, there is quite a lot of, you know, difference of opinion about the procedure of praying witr. I said that the Hanafis pray three raka'ah continuously with one taslim. The Maliki school, they said that it is better to pray two raka'ah, then you make a taslim, then you stand up and pray one raka'ah on its own. Okay, so for the Maliki school, they break the three raka'ah into two halves. And they base this on a hadith of Aisha radiallahu anha, that she said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would pray witr when in my room, in my hujra, in my chambers or compartment, and I was in the house at that time, and he would separate between the two raka'ah and the witr, and I would hear the taslim between the two of them. So they use that narration over there. And the other evidence that they have is a hadith reported in Dar al-Qutni and the Mustadrak of al-Hakim, that our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam is reported to have said that لَا تُوْتِرُوا بِثَلَاثٍ تُشْبِهُ الْمَغْرِبَ. Do not perform the witr with three raka'ah, or else it will look like Salat al-Maghrib. Okay, so this hadith has been interpreted by the other schools to basically say that, and especially the Maliki school, to say that the two raka'ah should be separated with the taslim, and then you stand up and you pray one raka'ah. The Maliki school did not associate qunut with witr. For them, witr is simply the odd number, and they also allowed, even though they didn't encourage, they allowed one raka'ah. If you're going to be, you know, not want to pray the two raka'ah and just pray one raka'ah, it will still be witr. The Shafi'i school, they said that the three raka'ah is the minimum of perfection, and you can pray more. So the Shafi'i said witr is 5 and 7 and 9, no problem. And they said, yeah, if you really want to, we'll allow you to pray one, but that's like makruh. You really shouldn't pray only one. 3 is the minimum of perfection, and it's even better to pray more than that. Because again, for them, the concept of witr and tahajjud is kind of combined up. And so when you're praying like witr, it is kind of sort of a tahajjud. You might as well make it, you know, 5 or 7 or 9. And for the Shafi'is, they said that you pray all three raka'ah continuously without sitting down in the second raka'ah. This is the preferred position. And some said you pray 2 raka'ah and then you do taslim and then you do 1 raka'ah. So the Shafi'i madhab did not want to resemble the Maghrib prayer based on the hadith that they have. And so they wanted to go a different route. And they said you either pray 3 continuously without sitting down in the second. Number 1, number 2, you get back up, and then number 3, then you make the taslim. And of course, both the Shafi'is and the Hanbalis, they also said that it is preferred to recite Surah Al-A'la in the first rak'ah, and then Surah Al-Kafirun in the second rak'ah, and then Falaq and Ikhlas and Ikhlas and Falaq and Nas in the third rak'ah. Also, the Shafi'is were the madhab that said qunut should only be done in the last part of Ramadan during witr and not throughout the year. In fact, the Shafi'i school has dua al-qunut in Fajr Salah, by the way, and that's why all of the Arab brothers from Jordan and from Egypt and whatnot, they're aware of this, that the Shafi'i school prays qunut in Fajr. And the Hanafi school in India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, the qunut is done in witr. In the Hanbali school, in practice, in theory, it is also in witr, it's encouraged, but in practice, they really don't do qunut except at times of, you know, calamities when they will do that. So this is the Shafi'i school. The Hanbali school, they said that it should also be done in 3, and to do less than 3 is allowed, but it is not something that should be encouraged. You can pray 1, but it is makruh, yet it is also accepted. And they also encouraged to pray 2 plus 1, and they also allowed the Hanafi way of doing it as well. So the Hanbali madhab, as usual, has plenty of positions about this. And they said that qunut is encouraged to do, but as I said, in practice, they did not actually do the dua al-qunut. Also, by the way, for most of the Hanbalis, the qunut is done after the ruku', whereas for the Hanafis, the qunut is done before the ruku'. Okay, all of this was a quick, you know, kaleidoscope to explain to you that all of these positions have been narrated. In the end of the day, dear brother in Islam, don't worry about the other schools. You have heard your particular school. Most likely, I'm assuming you're from the Hanafi background. No problem then. You pray the Hanafi procedure. These are things that are very trivial issues, whether you pray 2 and then taslim and then 1, or you pray 3, or you do it the qunut before the ruku', after the ruku', or you don't do it at all if you're Maliki and Shafi'i. No problem. Whatever is done, these are all trivial things. The main point is that we pray Salat al-Witr, and that inshaAllah ta'ala, we strive to follow the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ in this regard, because we know that witr is one of the most encouraging of all of the sunnah prayers.
روحا وريحانا بقولك كون